This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Paul Durfee. We're talking about the White Mountain Outdoor Fest. It's going to be the first weekend of June, and it has a whole slew of events, which we will get into. You can find more information at any time right now by going to mtwashingtonvalley.org. That is mtwashingtonvalley.org. Paul, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tony.
Why don't you walk us through the weekend and what's going on with that?
This new event that we've created here in the Valley is a combination of both competitive and non-competitive events, some informational series, as well as music at Cranmore. And it was created from a bunch of stakeholders here in the Mount Washington Valley that decided that we wanted to promote what's unique about the Valley and what really built this Valley in the first place, which is, you know, outdoor recreation. Outdoor recreation supports over 80,000 jobs here in the New Hampshire state alone, which was a number that I could not have imagined before I thankfully looked it up on my talking points here before I showed up to this interview. But this is an industry that, you know, drives the Mount Washington Valley on any given season. I think it's important to highlight it and get around it, and we're really excited to do so. So to dive into the event itself, I mean, it's 4 days. It's Thursday through Sunday of that weekend, the first weekend of June. Has everything from, you know, an opening party at Sea Dog Brewing to a number of competitive races, both, you know, cycling, running. It's a lot of different stuff, and I could spend hours on this interview talking about it, but I think we're going to drive most of our, you know, listeners here to visit the website, check it out, see what's for real, and continue to listen to these more Drive Time interviews, because there will be more representation here as we go forward.
Yeah, and it's mtwashingtonvalley.org for more information on that. That's mtwashingtonvalley.org. We talk about outdoor recreation, and obviously during the winter, that's the time that everybody thinks about, because we have such great skiing and snowboarding in the valley. But obviously, you also have the Ice Fest that goes on. So a lot of ice climbers, rock climbers absolutely love the Mount Washington Valley. We have the National Park System in our backyard for all the hikers and, as you mentioned, cyclers and stuff. So, I mean, there's a lot of natural beauty that we kind of market to people both inside and outside of New England.
Absolutely. And I'll say, you know, I'm guilty of this myself. Sometimes I forget that. There's a lot going on here in the Valley. It's not all outdoor related, but it's important to know that there are a bunch of things going on, especially for this event. And my, you know, backstory to why I wanted to be so involved with this event really involves that theory that I've forgotten sometimes about what makes this valley so unique. And if the listeners at home or in their car want to understand what I think that is, I think that assuming they're doing something safely right now, just look outside. Because I have myself worked and recreated in a number of different places. I've had a lot of different unique commutes, one from Brooklyn at times, one from southern New Hampshire. Right now, my commute is 45 minutes, and I pass both Mount Chocorua and see Mount Washington on my way into work. And I think that is one of the coolest parts of our valley, is not only the views, but what is associated with it, which is all, you know, the trails, the swims, the watering holes, all the unique places to recreate here in the valley. And that's what this event is derived from, is what's going on, what we can do, and how we can show off what's going on here in the Mount Washington Valley.
And again, if you're not familiar with the White Mountain Outdoor Fest, you can find all this information. It's happening first weekend of June. You can find all this information at mtwashingtonvalley.org. That's mtwashingtonvalley.org. That is the Chamber of Commerce website, and it has a link right there with all the details of the event. And it's a good point that you raised. Like, when I first moved into the Valley, because I'm originally from southern New Hampshire, when I first moved into the Valley, like, you know, you're awed driving down Route 16 and you see Mount Washington just kind of pop up as you get into downtown North Conway. And it's such a magnificent view. And it's kind of funny that when you pass it enough times, you just don't think about it. And every once in a while, it just grabs your attention again.
Absolutely. And our visitors appreciate it when they're here. I mean, our visitors coming from Burlington, Massachusetts, from Woonsocket, Rhode Island, from all over the Northeast, don't get to see what we see every day. It is one of the coolest aspects of being here in the Valley. It's not just what you see, but what you can do. Absolutely.
So I do want to talk about some of the sponsors here, and I'll just list them off because there are so many of them. But these people are all contributing to the White Mountain Outdoor Fest. It's the first weekend of June with a whole collection of events, both competitive and non-competitive. So special thank you to Chalmers Insurance Group, Settlers Green, Sea Dog Brewing Company, White Mountain Community College, Conway Daily Sun, Eversource, Hannaford's, TD Bank, The Profile Group, and Frontside Coffee Roasters. All of them have contributed towards this event and making it possible to, as a push to kind of bring people in, or also to get people who live here to appreciate some of the activities. It's, as you mentioned, it's so easy to live in the valley and not remember that there are these different things that you could do. Maybe you're a skier, but have you tried snowshoeing? Maybe you're a snowshoer. Have you tried ice climbing or rock climbing? Maybe you do that stuff, but have you tried cycling on the trails? These are all things that are available to us very readily, and all sorts of different difficulties that are available to us, both beginner and expert level.
Absolutely. And I'll say, you know, though we have a number of very involved stakeholders with this event who've put a lot of time and effort into getting where we're at so far, we're always looking for more. And if you're interested in being a stakeholder, participating, volunteering, or hosting something associated with this event, I would recommend you contact the very amazing and multi-talented Michelle Cruz at the Mount Washington Valley Chamber of Commerce. Her email address is events@mtwashingtonvalley.org, or you can call her at 356-5701.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just such an important thing to highlight the fact that we do have all these outdoor activities. It's the White Mountain Outdoor Fest, first weekend in June. So mark your calendars right now, and that is Thursday through Sunday, with a collection of events, both competitive and non-competitive. So if you're somebody who's a little competitive about any of these types of sports or anything like that, you might be able to find something to test your mettle against other people. And if you're not competitive, then you're just going to be able to find things that will be nice and relaxed and a nice recreational pace. For more information, go to mtwashingtonvalley.org. That is mtwashingtonvalley.org. Paul, I'm looking forward to hearing more about the White Mountain Outdoor Fest as we get closer to the event. Any final thoughts before we go?
I just want to highlight, you know, though we've did mention competitive and non-competitive, if you're a true beginner in anything that you're interested in participating out in the valley for that weekend, come to Cranmore, because both Saturday and Sunday, June 6th and June 7th, we're going to host a gear fest so that you can go and demo anything that you want to try. If you're not a mountain biker but want to try it, that's the place to be, because they're going to have a number of vendors there to show you what you can use to try and get into the sport and even let you test it out. So be there.
And testing that stuff out is crucially important, because so often you read those online reports, you get out in the field with your new gear, you're excited for it, and then you just find one tiny little thing that actually bothers you, that kind of you wish you had gone with a different piece of gear just because of that one little difference. Online reviews don't necessarily cover it all, so testing it out has crucial importance for that sort of stuff. All right, Paul, well, thank you so much. It's the White Mountain Outdoor Fest, first weekend in June, with a collection of events. You can check it all out at mtwashingtonvalley.org. This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.